Jags here.
Well, I've just been running back and forth to the dump this morning twice, and it's a short trip. I talked to Jerry for a little bit. He's sitting in the Walmart parking lot and on a handy-talkie, but I can copy him all right. I was a little concerned. I had a dehumidifier, and so I took bolt cutter and cut that compressor out of it and sewed it in separately. Sometimes they get a little testy about that nowadays.
Be careful with that. Those things will explode. Not literally go bang, but they'll make a big mess.
Well, bad part is I have an HVAC license, and I don't want to violate any rules. Now, I never heard of one exploding. This had R410A in it, which is not as bad as releasing, say, R12 or R22. But a little bitty compressor, you know, maybe 4 inches in diameter and a foot long. But it shot traps.
I was standing around one day when they were feeding that stuff down into the shredder, and you wouldn't believe the mess it makes when that thing goes, or when they're compressing them before they've been discharged. Boy, you talk about a mess.
This is N0TR Mobile. Well, I don't know what it would be that would do that, but they'll gas, of course, and they got oil in them, too. And but it's not a lot. I don't know what type of outfit that would have been, Patrick.
They make a big mess when that gas rapidly expands out of there, and it blows other stuff around and carries on. It's not like they go bang and explode that way, is not what I'm talking about. It's just they rapidly expand the gas and just make a huge mess out of everything.
Yeah, I could see that. And they do have some oil in them. It's been so long since I worked on them. Patrick, I'd be no expert by any means. That would be Jimmy or David. And I can't remember David's call sign, if I got his name right. The K2, is that correct?
I don't remember. I'm with you. I can't remember what his call sign is. I know who you're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a service contract on my air conditioner, and they've just gotten out of hand. And they do less and less every year. And I realize they have a fleet of trucks. It's Carolina Heating and that. They get $290 a year, and, you know, them young boys that come out, they don't know that I know what they're doing. So I watch them, and they don't even check the pressures on the system anymore. Now, I realize if you check the superheat and this and that you don't have to, but I'm old school. And I had one guy say, well, every time you check that gas, you lose a little. Well, that's not so anymore, really, because the fact that the gauges are specifically for, let's say, R410 or whatever gas, and they're made with a check valve in them, and they don't lose any gas when you take the connector off of your Schrader valve. So, they just can't blow smoke up by 6 o'clock, you know. And if they're not, they just do that to save themselves time. And then a capacitor, they'll call that some kind of super starting network or something. And a capacitor should cost less than $15. And I realize they put a very good capacitor on there, which is a common fault. But they charge you $200 for a $15 item. We were taught in school that you triple the price on something. Well, triple $15 is $45. It's not over $200. You see where I'm getting at?
Roger that.
I know, and some things I don't, and it's hard to fool old Tom. So I don't tell them that I was licensed for it years ago, and that license is a lifetime. But I don't like to be lied to. I don't lie to anybody else. I don't want to be lied to. And I think they're not really lying. They're just verticating a little bit. And they have to make about $300 an hour when they got a fleet of trucks, or they don't survive. And that sounds ridiculous, but truth is, that's what it boils down to. When you got to pay people, you got to pay insurance, you got to pay overhead, you got to have parts. I don't mind that, but I think that their price has raised exponentially more than it needs to just for a check like that. So I might be talking to David or Jimmy about doing that and paying a more reasonable fee if they're doing it, and I don't know that they are.
Anytime I can use a smaller guy to do the same job, I try to do that, as long as he'll give me a good quality job, because these big companies, you know, they're overcharging for what they're doing. But like you say, they got a lot of overhead they got to overcome. Trust me, I understand all about that.
When this COVID thing started, they're advertising and I can't remember the name of the device. What was that, Bernice? I heard a noise. But we're just sitting here in the carport idling. But what it does is it kills viruses on contact, and it kills flu virus, COVID virus, and all of that stuff. It's just a little probe, and it goes into the side of your HVAC unit, and all you got to do is hook up 220 volts to it, which would be on the load side of a contactor. You can buy those online, Phenomenal Air or something like that they call them, and they do work, and so far as we know, of course, but I read the book on it. And you can buy them for about $400. Well, they charge about $1,150 for them, but during their specials, they'll give you $100 off.
You doubled with somebody there when you started.
RCL. Yeah, I was going to say, them HVAC companies is like them tool trucks. They overcharge for everything.
Hey, now.
How you doing, Russell? Well, I better get off my soapbox, but well, I don't know. I don't like to be... Boy, I'll tell you, boy, I'm ashamed of this one. You know, we was talking about a feed-through through a window there from MFJ yesterday, Patrick.
Yes, sir, I remember that.
But I wasn't thinking. I was in a hurry. But anyways... I looked at it, and it's just not what I want. It's a nice unit, but it's just more or less a 1x4 or 1x3, and it's got a real nice six connections on it and a ground, and it's stainless there. But the rest of it's just that piece of wood. I figured it'd be phenolic or plastic or nylon or something to look better good window, you know. And anyways, I decided I didn't want it. And I'd never sent anything back to Ham Radio Outlet, so I didn't know how they did it. I called, and it was very nice. Well, when they mailed it to me, it had to go freight because it's long. But if you held your thumb up and your center finger up, the box was about that big. And then it was rectangle, but it was about 3 feet long, I'd say. And then you just cut it off when you get it to your length of your window. So it has to go freight. Well, I noticed it was $15. I thought, well, I'll bite the bullet and send it back. When I went down to UPS, they charged $33 and I think 97 cents. I wasn't paying close enough attention or thinking or I'd just sold it to you and took a loss on it. But can you imagine that? So I called them and asked them. And they said, well, whenever a business moves a lot of boxes and stuff and freight, they get a better rate. But wow, double to go to Atlanta? So don't you guys get bid on that.
I have to watch that all the time, shipping stuff around. I do a lot of shipping. And we got a corporate account we use, and it's crazy some of the differences in price.
Oh, I'm just listening. I was cutting trim and heard y'all in there and figured I'd just chime in real quick. KQRCL.
Good to hear you. Well, I should have just up and said no. And the guy said, well, you can cancel if you want. Well, I didn't know if you really wanted it or would be satisfied with it or anything. So anyway, I wound up having about $45 in a $69 item that I paid $90 for by the time it got here. Duh. I just wasn't thinking. And under those circumstances, I'd have just kept it and stuck it over in the corner, but I'd probably never use it at my age.
You never know, you might find a use for it somewhere. That's the reason these places do that, so they discourage people sending stuff back. And that's the problem with Russell giving me a gouge there about tool trucks. We absorb all that stuff, so you don't have to. The service is what I'm selling, not the tool. KQRCL. Hey, Patrick, I'm just giving you a hard time. Now, I know how it is. I remember buying tools off of the truck that had the S and the O on it, and they were really proud of those, but I always liked my Matco tools. Hey, Russell, I knew you'd just give me a good jab. I took it that way, no problem.
Did I get signed out, guys? This jumped off frequency here. I think Bernice bumped it with her purse.
No, Tom, you didn't get signed out, but go ahead.
Well, I apologize. And you guys don't think like I did yesterday and keep your head away from your 6 o'clock position, as we used to say in the Navy. Oh, man, because it didn't serve me well yesterday. And you can't make a living doing transactions like this dummy did. Have a good day. It's a beautiful day. Hope you didn't get any freeze damage on any of your crops or anything. 73s, guys. This is NZLTR.
Hey, Tom, you take care. And, Russell, I'm going to say 73s here also. I'll keep an ear out for you today. KO4HKX. Clear on your final.
Hey, gentlemen, I appreciate it. I'm going to keep doing some trim work and trying to do some finishing touches around some doors, so you guys hold it down, enjoy yourself, and enjoy this weather. At K2RCL, I am clear.